This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight, we're going to be joined by Doug Giles in the third hour, but until we get to that, you know, the whole sitting there and actually realizing that Trump won is such, it's a sweet, sweet thing for me. But I am tired, and I'm a little, in a lot of ways, I'm very relieved. I'm a little bit in, you know, shock. Because even though I knew what I knew, which is, you know, I was just looking at very basic data, which doesn't lie. I saw all the papers. I saw all the polls. I heard all the pundits. And while I believed what I believed, of course, there were moments of doubt. We were told it was settled science. And we were told by people whose job it is to tell us these things. So it did happen. And I'm still trying to come to grips with being relieved. Not so much at the prospect of a Trump presidency. Because that's going to be, we're entering uncharted territory for us. But, you know, with George W. Bush, the conservatives failed to hold in check on issues like spending because he had an R before after his name. And, you know, the Clinton-Obama philosophical outlook has been rejected because the last 8 years just got the collective finger from voters. But who are the winners and losers of all of this? Well, the big winner, of course, was Trump and the American people. And that goes without saying, but... I just like saying it. And for Trump, the fun is over, if you can actually call running for president fun, and the work begins, and the rubber gets to hit the road. And as long as he sticks to the list of judges he released for the Supreme Court, we should be okay. Some of his ideas are pretty good, and he's going to have to work with Congress to actually put them in play. Now, the media spent its time discussing whether or not Trump would be a down-ballot anchor. They should have asked if he had coattails, because the House was never really in doubt, but holding on to the Senate was a huge issue also. That screeching sound you're hearing is liberals slamming the brakes on the concept of changing filibuster rules on judges. You can expect to read think pieces from pundits who've spent an inordinate amount of time decrying the filibuster to pretend they didn't write or say those words. If nothing else, it will be very fun to watch. The big losers are, of course, much more fun to talk about. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, Lena Dunham, Barbara Streisand, and every other annoying left-winger you can think of or are Facebook friends with. They actually deserve more words than I have the energy to give them, so we'll talk about that another day. The biggest fish to fry right now is the media. They were the ones that thought they had positions of influence, or at least they thought. Anchors and pundits and pollsters didn't just end up with egg on their faces. Their heads were crushed under a chicken coop. Whatever credibility they had left was smothered Tuesday night. After decades of slipping further and further and further into activism, America said, I've had enough of this, and they disregarded everything they heard from the media. Even liberals acknowledged bias, seemingly for the first time. In the self-affirming media world we live in now, where you can isolate yourself with information conforming to what you want it to be, even those who nodded in agreement with ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly Newscast recognized that they were the choir being preached to. The pollsters, of course, they were the biggest casualty here. The only thing they got right about the election was the date. For people whose job it is to take the temperature of the nation, they sure missed a raging fever. And a lot of people missed this same fever. People who swore Trump would do what he did were best guessing. And I'm being generous here. Pollsters are supposed to be the pulse takers. Today, they put their fingers on the scale, and those fingers got crushed. And the pundits. Looking at the faces of the smug know-nothings melt as the realization that not only were they wrong, Americans were collectively telling these people who dine out on their perceived influence at swanky D.C. restaurants, well, they were about to start going hungry. In 2012, those people warned us that the Republican Party had become a regional party that never won another national election. I remember when the media said that. This overall implosion that occurred Tuesday night could not happen to a more deserving group of people. Could not happen to a more deserving group of people. You have been lied to by the media. You have been lied to by the government. You have been condescended to. There's a lot of people out there that claim to be conservative. Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, Bill Kristol, Glenn Beck. I mean, name them. Krauthammer. All these guys. They were all out there saying that Guy Benson at Town Hall. He was out there saying that Donald Trump was going to lose the way he was always going to lose. Nobody out there expected the voters to disregard the media deluge. And that's the biggest of the winners. The Americans that sat back and said to themselves, you know what? I'm not going to believe this. I'm going to listen to him, and I'm going to listen to her, and I'm going to listen to him, and I'm going to listen to him. And I'm going to make up my own mind. And how come these guys keep attacking him, but they don't attack her? How come she does this and he says this and she gets people killed and he just said something about women in a locker room and he's getting covered more than she does? How come she gets to break the law? America was asking all those questions, and while the answers were being put before you by a fawning media and a bunch of pundits who, you know, Trump didn't conform to their prissy ways, you decided to reject all of that. So America saved America Tuesday night. That's what happened. America stepped up. It was their night. Their voices were heard. Congratulations all around. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Go get your ammunition. Get it now. Looking at Tuesday, it could have gone a lot worse, right? In this wake of this massive rejection that Hillary got to endure, which has to be humiliating, which, given the way she regards the rest of America, I like the humiliation. Now, there are those that would say that we, that claim to be conservative, should get together and engage in one big group hug and try to restore the shattered bonds that should be uniting us, whether hashtag never Trump or never Hillary or I hate everyone. But all that can wait. Because there's a little savoring going on right now. See, we have the executive branch and the legislative branch, and when the executive branch takes office on January the 20th, we'll be taking back the judicial branch as well. Mainstream media is in a state of shock. Liberals can't find a safe space to go. And the ocean is still rising, only this time it's because of liberal tears. Tuesday was a good day for everything awesome in America. But with the hashtag not my president hashtag happening among the devastated millennials, who for the first time in their bubble wrap lives got told no, maybe they'll be the ones demanding succession from the hateful, racist, sexist, imperialistic, transphobic, and racist big red blob between the liberal cities called America. Now, all of you liberals out there, don't worry too much about it. California with a K still seems eager to buck the trend and they stick with the stupid. You can all come out here, go out there, indulge your thirst for socialist failure, slowly paying off that gender studies degree. And then you can go get somebody their dry cleaning as part of your career doing the TaskRabbit gigs. Or maybe, just maybe, someday you'll be able to get a decent job that will let you support a family like your parents, or maybe probably their parents did. But you'll have to forego the palm trees and the random Amy Schumer sightings in Santa Monica for that to happen. I could take this moment to extend my hand to my liberal co-citizens and the non-citizens they wanted to just hand the gift of citizenship in return for the implicit promise to vote for whichever corrupt leftist the Democrats decided to wheel out on a Hannibal Lecter handcart. But I'm not going to do that. That can wait, too. Because the only thing I'm pushing out there right now is maybe my middle finger. Because they built the failure, and they can suck on it for right now. Those jerks thought that we normal people were terrible and stupid. How do you like it now? Are you worried that an unfriendly executive branch might unleash its dogs, maybe like the IRS, upon you? That bureaucrats might destroy the entire industry that you work in that supports your family to satisfy the whims of the regime's ideology? That the government is heading toward a time when it might send armed federal agents to your house to arrest you for exercising your constitutional rights? Welcome to the last 8 years of my life. Not so big on unlimited executive power anymore, are you? Seeing how those dead white cishet males with funny wigs back in olden times might have had a point. You do need to do a little sweating and a whole lot of worrying. Fear is a teacher. and right now class is in session. Maybe you'll learn something from this. Maybe you'll stand up for what's right the next time your side is honored with America's steering wheel and some leftist serpent starts hissing that you should throw all that due process and that Bill of Rights stuff out the window in the name of progressive expedience. How's it feel with that Dark Martin on the other foot? The problem is here, I don't think you're going to learn. You're kind of dumb, and you tend to sniff along behind aspiring fascists. So we'll keep buying guns and ammo at record rates. Thank you very much, because we doubt you'll learn anything about the rule of law from your time wondering if you can rely upon it. If we had any money after 8 years of that crease pant jokes misrule, we'd use the stock market panic dip as a buying opportunity for loading up on otherwise skyrocketing gun company stocks. And Crown Royal, I bet they're going through the roof, too. I hear that's Hillary's booze of choice. But there's more good news. For at least the next 4 years, we'll see a renewed interest in that quaint concept called checks and balances. Watch for Trump. Wait a minute. President-elect Trump to be the most checked and balanced chief executive ever. And that's great. The media will rediscover curiosity about governmental misconduct and inefficiency again once the collective weeping ends. Although it was very entertaining to watch their faces collapse like the Nazis in the Raiders of the Lost Ark when Trump crossed 270. Their collective pain is my collective joy. And they have a long time and a lot of hard work ahead if they hope to ever regain our trust. And, but, of course, you know, I have zero confidence in that as well. A few professional journalists saw this coming. Selena Zito saw what was happening because she left the comfortable cities and went out to actually talk to the people who just shocked the world. Somebody should swoop her up. But back to the savoring, we reject. We rejected corruption. We rejected the elites who held us in contempt. We rejected the political correctness and its posse of lies that was designed to silence us, to make us kneel, bow, and obey. We stopped politely asking for respect, and we took it, and there's nothing you can do about it. We are the majority, at least of electoral votes, suckers. And you are awake. This election should show you that this side is no longer going to be silent. No longer going to take this kind of nonsense. You get to ponder that for a moment, don't you? For a long moment. I'll be savoring each and every one of those. But I will continue to prepare as if the sky is falling, because I know you're not gone, and I know you're not going to learn. There will be another time. We'll be waiting. You just know we're here now. We'll be right back.
Gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the calls. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One thing I really want to do here is impress upon you how big this was. It was big for Trump. It was big for us. And the ones that got exposed, I mean, okay, Clinton, the smug, incompetent pollsters, and all the groupthink pundits who embarrass themselves, yeah, they got quite the public drubbing out of this. But there was other stuff that we got to see. We got to see from hacked email troves. We saw a glimpse of the bankrupt values of Washington journalists, lawyers, politicians, lobbyists, and wealthy donors. Despite their brand name, Ivy League degrees, and 1% of resumes, dozens of the highly paid grandees who ran our country and shape our news appear petty and spiteful and clueless about the America that exists beyond their beltway habitat. The rule of thumb for politicians in that group is to leverage rich people for favors and money. And that is an obsession. They brag about wealth and status in the fashion of a preteen. Journalists often violated their own ethics codes during the campaign. First, there was Donna Brazile. She leaked debate topics to the Clinton team. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank reportedly asked the Democratic National Committee to provide him with anti-Trump research. When you read about the characters who inhabit the Clinton email trove, you wonder about the purpose of their Yale degree, their tenures at Goldman Sachs, even their various stints in the Clinton campaign. Because it seems like the end game there was to lose their soul. One very big loser in this is the Obama Justice Department, or rather the very concept of justice as administered by this present administration. It has gone the tainted way of the IRS, the VA, and the NSA. The Justice Department clearly pressured the FBI to limit its investigation when they were looking at the pay-for-play corruption of the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. Every few weeks of the campaign, the FBI director, James Comey, flip-flopped, depending on whether the most recent pressure on him came from the rank-and-file FBI agents or the Clinton campaign or his boss, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Then there's the Lynch-Bill Clinton secret accidental encounter on that airport tarmac while Hillary Clinton was under investigation. Immunity was granted to several Clinton aides without the FBI attaining much cooperation in return. The Clinton techies invoked the Fifth Amendment in refusing to testify before Congress. Clinton campaign organizer John Podesta was in direct contact with his old friend Peter Kadzik, a high-ranking Justice Department official who was tipping off the Clinton campaign about an impending hearing and a legal filing regarding the Clinton emails. Until he was reassigned, Kadzik was in charge of the Justice Department probe of the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner, email trove. Special prosecutor should have been appointed. But Democrats and Republicans alike have long ago soured on the use of special prosecutors. Democrats felt Ken Starr went way beyond his mandates in pursuing Bill Clinton's excesses. Republicans charged that Lawrence Walsh's investigation of the Iran-Contra affair turned into a witch hunt. But now it's very clear why there was, and there still is, a need for special prosecutors in some instances. In an election year, the Obama Justice Department certainly cannot investigate Obama's former Secretary of State and heir to the Obama presidency, much less themselves. Then there's the practice of extended voting. The recent trend to open state polls early and over several days is proving to be a very terrible idea. When you think back to 1980, 92, and 2000, they're not over. Campaigns are over, not over till the very last week. When millions of people vote days or even weeks before Election Day, what the candidates say or do in the critical final days becomes irrelevant. When a candidate urges citizens to vote early, it is synonymous with vote quickly before I mess up. Voting should return to a single event rather than becoming a daily tracking poll. And then there's Obama. Because he lost really big. He emerged from his virtual seclusion to campaign on behalf of Clinton in a way never before seen with a sitting president. By election day, he had resorted to making fun of Donald Trump's baseball hats, and he took the low road of claiming that Trump would tolerate the KKK. While encouraging Latinos to vote during an interview with actress Gina Rodriguez, Obama seemingly condoned voting by illegal immigrants when he said that Immigration and Customs Enforcement would not be investigating voter rolls. A Trump victory, along with a Republican majority in both houses of Congress, is a repudiation of this legacy that he so wanted to protect and his effort to navigate around the law. And then there's the high-tech industry in Silicon Valley. They lost. The new high-tech class prides itself on its laid-back attitude while trying to ignore that they're super wealthy. Casual clothes, hip taste, and cool informality. But in fact, we learned from WikiLeaks that the 21st century high-tech aristocracy is more conniving and more status-conscious and far more powerful than were the Gilded Age capitalists such as John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie. Billionaire CEO Eric Schmidt of Google advised the Clinton campaign to hire low-paid urban campaign operatives, apparently in hopes that his efforts would earn him some sort of informal Svengali advisory role in a hope for Clinton administration. A leaked email from tech executive Sheryl Sandberg revealed that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg wanted to meet with people in the Clinton team who could help him understand political operations to advance public policy goals. It became real easy to say that a crude Trump and a crooked Clinton polluted the 2016 campaign. The real culprits were a corrupt Washington elite who were as biased as they were incompetent and clueless about how disliked they were by the very America that they held in absolute contempt. What happened Tuesday? And I've never seen, this didn't happen. It worked for against Romney and it worked against McCain. And it should have worked against them because these guys were never presidential anyway. They were far too polite, far too nice. Being president, wanting to be president, is not for the faint of heart. I mean, look what it's done to Barack Obama. This guy's my age, and he looks 10 years older than I do, and he looked 10 years younger than I did when he got elected. So, this is not a job for the faint of heart, and it's also not a job for Boy Scouts. So, we got a guy who's going to be a mercenary, and that's exactly what we need. This is, and I mean, you know, listening to his acceptance speech, I got to say, I think the dude gets it. I think he gets it. I think he understands what he's got to do. He understands that he's got to approach the people that hate him, that are, you know, demonstrating because of him. He understands that. When we get back, we're going to talk about those people. And we're going to roll some tape from the time that Romney lost and McCain lost and Bob Dole lost and George H.W. Bush when he lost that second time around. We're going to look at all the riots that occurred during when they lost just to, you know, get some balance of the nation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Excuse me for that. I apologize. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you at this time now by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One more time, I want to put this out there. If you want to carry your gun, if you think you should be able to carry, if you've gone through all this, all the process and everything of getting a permit, and you want to carry your gun all over the United States, now this isn't a contest, I'm not giving that away, but we're trying to start a movement, I and the Arbalest Quarrel, send me an email, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and tell me that. One of you did, Kevin Parrish. Thank you very much for that. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'm sure there's more than one of you that believes that your permit to carry in your state should be good in all states, even in states like New York and New Jersey and California and you know, all these other states. You've been vetted. You are the best of the best, the most law-abiding. And if you want to carry your gun, send me an email. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. Now then, one of the things that we got right, you know, for all of the happiness that I've been having, and I believe me, everybody I voted for the other day won their race. Anyway, and that's that. I was very happy about that. But out there, there's lots of grief and sadness and shock. Over President, just saying President-elect Donald Trump and his win over Hillary Clinton. 290 electoral votes to Clinton's 232. The forecast was 352 to 186 in favor of Clinton. And
when I was looking at this, Michigan was still out there. Michigan may have already thrown their votes to him. So that would put him over 300, and that may be what it ended up being. I don't know. All I know is my guy won. And the shock has triggered the progressives in the usual areas to hold some protests, and in some cases they're setting American flags on fire. They've launched a trending hashtag on Twitter, hashtag not my president, which has served as yet another area for liberals to mourn the loss of Clinton. And by the usual places, I mean California. Coming from which rag is this? ABC News. Coming from ABC News, protests of Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election took place across California on Wednesday, with students at several Bay Area high schools walking out in the middle of class and a throng of young demonstrators taking to the steps of Los Angeles City Hall. What are those young idiots doing? They're not old enough to vote. The demonstrations, which mirrored protests from Seattle to Pittsburgh, followed protests in the pre-dawn hours, in which crowds openly disavowed the president-elect, with a few protesters resorting to vandalism. At Berkeley High School, about 1,500 students, half the entire student body, walked out of class after first period began at 8 a.m. Students tweeted, hashtag not my president, and pledged to unify. Others chanted, si se puede, Spanish for yes we can, and raid Mexican flags, according to posts on social media. Berkeley Unified spokesperson Charles Burris said, it's not the first time we've had a walkout. We know what to expect. We know what we need to do. So they accompanied the students as they marched from the school through downtown and onto the UC Berkeley campus. Does that feel good? Does that feel any better? Hey, you know what it didn't do? It didn't negate the results of the election. Trump won. Clinton lost. Period. But despite that, people in Oakland were setting things on fire, having a massive temper tantrum. I got to tell you something. In a two-way contest, sometimes somebody's going to lose. Not everybody. You don't get a trophy in every contest just for showing up. Donald Trump is not the end of the world, in the same vein as Barack Obama not being the end of the world, and neither was George Bush. You will survive. The country will survive, whatever you think is going to happen to it. And if you really want to make sure people never empathize with you, yeah, burn an American flag. I saw that on the news. That was at American University. They were burning American flags at American University in D.C. to protest the Trump presidential win. And the university says they're giving students a place to demonstrate freedom of speech. Some students, including American University senior Ariel Thomas, said the protest went too far. I understand that most students at AU are upset about the election results, but that doesn't mean it's okay to completely disrespect our country by burning the American flag. We need to unify the country, not further divide it. Another student said, we don't know what to do. Is racism really what this country is all about? Everyone is just walking around stunned. Get out from in front of the magic box, you little mushheads. It is free speech, but don't be shocked when we turn our backs on you. How do you remain pertinent when nobody's paying attention to you? As a person who voted, and I voted for Romney, and I was deeply disappointed in 2012. Progressives, life goes on. You notice that we never burn the American flag. You notice that we don't have protests or stage walkouts. You know what we did? We took Congress in 2014. And now we have the presidency. We didn't waste our energy on futile exercises of expression. Why don't you just get on the ground and pound the ground with your fists and kick it? If you really don't want to lose, maybe next time you don't nominate somebody who's under a federal investigation. Yes, Trump is absolutely rough around the edges. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But he's not a saboteur. He's not a pay-for-play guy. He has not contributed to the death of people. He doesn't get around and make fun of leaders of sovereign nations being killed in uprisings that you start. We came, we saw, he died. Ha 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 ha. That's the attitude of a RIMP. This is somebody that sees things from afar on a screen or reads a report. Not on the ground, doesn't know what anything like that is like. Didn't run from sniper fire in Bosnia. No, you were taking your time, you know, hugging the big hunky soldier dudes. You have no point of reference about life. Except when it comes to taking money and promising to game the system. To help people get what they want. And guess what? Now you're done. You are out. You failed. Your coronation did not occur. All of you that followed her, you followed a flawed individual. No capability of communicating. No vision for the United States. All she had going for it was two things. She was married to a former president. And everybody thought she was the smartest woman in the room, except anybody that listened to her. So sit back and, you know, stop watching the magical box, progressives. Show me one time. Show me one time besides that audio from, what was it, with Billy Bush. Show me something out there besides that, you know, what you hear. Hate, racism, all this other stuff. Show me the examples. Trump is the guy that sends relief to people at hurricane areas where they've been hit by, been devastated by hurricanes. He's the guy that sends the trucks there without the cameras. He just loads up a truck and has it sent out there to him. He's got more compassion than these progressives that rent you out, that prostitute you out. They just want your vote. That's all they want. They want your vote, and of course they want your money. And you prance like marionettes on a string. While they make you dance on a stage that you think is what you want, and it isn't. I've got bad news for you. For the last 8 years, my president has been Barack Obama. Because I'm an American and he was the American president. For the next little bit, Trump is yours. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.